You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forto. This year, we are doing something new. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. These short, bite-sized episodes should be perfect for a quick listen and, who knows, just might spur your interest in checking out some new tunes. A lot happened in 1979. I was only 7 years old, but I remember a lot of this stuff like it was yesterday. First up, 52 Americans are taken hostage in Tehran, Iran, for 444 days. 4 days later, ABC's Nightline premiered, centering on the crisis. 11 people were crushed to death outside of Cincinnati Riverfront Coliseum prior to a concert by The Who. Scrappy Doo was first added to the cast of Scooby-Doo in 1979. The Guardian Angels were formed in New York City as an unarmed organization of young crime fighters. The eradication of the smallpox virus was certified. Black & Decker released the now famous cordless mini vacuum, the Dustbuster. And Pope John Paul II visited the United States. Elvita Adams jumped from the 86th floor of the Empire State Building in an attempted suicide, only to be blown back onto the 85th floor by a gust of wind. Her only injury was a broken hip. Now, I don't exactly remember that little tidbit, but my goodness, talk about a miracle. And on a much lighter note, on April 1st, Nickelodeon TV cable network began. Victoria's Secret stores opened in 1979 and went national in 1982 after being acquired by Limited Brands. The McDonald's Happy Meal first went on sale in 1979. And all that being said, man, the 70s were a violent decade in American history, wasn't it? All right, you guys, let's talk about some additional quotes from 1979. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. Reach out and touch someone, AT&T. All right, you guys, are you ready? It's 1979, and Motorhead's Overkill is topping the charts. In 1979, Motorhead contributed two classic albums, Bomber and Overkill. After fierce debate, the decision was made to award Overkill with the honor of being hailed as Best of the Year. While Lemmy maintained Motorhead were a rock and roll band, there's no denying the band's influence on heavy metal, and that their abrasive, loud, and proud sound fit firmly within metal's amorphous parameters. The title track is Motorhead at their absolute best with Stay Clean and No Class. Not far behind, boasting powerful guitar licks and Lem's unique gravelly delivery. And one last bit of trivia. The Three Mile Island Unit 2 reactor near Middletown, Pennsylvania, partially melted down on March 28, 1979. This was the most serious accident in the United States commercial nuclear power plant operating history. Although its small radioactive releases had no detectable health effects on plant workers or the public, its aftermath brought about sweeping changes involving emergency response planning, reactor operator training, human factors, engineering, radiation protection, and many other areas of nuclear power plant operations. A combination of equipment malfunctions, design-related problems, and worker errors led to the TMI-2's partial meltdown and very small off-site releases of radioactivity. And on that note, we would love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you'll get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. So you guys, you gotta let me know what you think about this series. You can let me know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast and do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forto for First Paw Media, and I'll see you next time.